Well, the Syrian army is retaking control of a town near the capital, Damascus, after fierce battles with foreign-backed insurgents. The battles raged on around Deir Atiyah in Qalamun area that links Damascus to the central city of Homs in east of the capital. The Syrian army has launched a new round of mop-up operations. Clashes are also underway in Marj area near the capital. Some reports say the army forces have killed at least 9 insurgents in the area. Syria has been gripped by deadly violence since March 2011. Damascus accuses the West and its regional allies of fueling tension by providing the insurgents with money and weapons. Muhammad Ali, our correspondent, joins us now from the Syrian capital, Damascus, with more. Muhammad, please update us on the recent fighting and the army's advances in these areas and about the strategic significance, rather, of where these clashes are taking place.
Yesterday, just an hour ago, a Syrian military force had announced and was able to completely secure the Deir Atiyah area in Damascus' northeastern countryside. This is a very strategic town that lies on the road, the international highway that links Damascus with all the cities of the north, Aleppo, Homs, and other cities. So it is a very important and vital road over there. And this is a town that is adjacent to this road and overlooks this road. This is why it was cut, because foreign-backed citizens were using their cyber guns and cutting this road over there. However, now the town is completely under the control of the Syrian army. There have been clashes taking place over there in the last week. Now it is fully under the Syrian army's control. However, we cannot say that the road is now 100% secured yet, because there are still areas close to the Rafia, like Al-Nabit, like others in the Al-Salamun region, still witnessing clashes, and there is still heavy presence of foreign-backed insurgents as the army continues to clear them out town by town. We also know that there are several clashes happening and confrontations in eastern Al-Ghusa, east of Damascus, in areas and small towns and like Al-Bahariya, Al-Qasimiyya, and others. Those areas are on a line of a siege that the Syrian army imposed on foreign-backed militants. They have been trying to break the siege, but they were failing. We know that several leaders of armed groups have been killed during the last week. Also today, some of the developments in Aleppo, there were confrontations as the army destroyed several vehicles loaded with weapons and ammunition for the insurgents, particularly near the industrial zone in Sheikh Najjar area and Handaraq. You also have to note that an armed group was killed completely during clashes in Al-Marji area, also in the city of Aleppo. So you can see that most of the clashes happen in Damascus countryside and Aleppo as the army continues